wants to write in and let us know. Listen, if you're dialing in and listening on the internet or on local stations, I'm not even sure how broad everything goes. I just know that that God has opened up a great door. Many of you who have been listening for a long time, have written in the last 2 weeks, and you've expressed how you feel, and we deeply appreciate that. So my name is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. In case you want to go there, there are hundreds of other MP3 downloads, and that site will take you to all the other sites we do, because we're on Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, 6 p.m., and then Tuesday night, SurviveToThrive.net, 7 p.m. here. We also have a show on Sunday night for 2 hours where it's live. There's a chat room. 40, 50, 60 people get into that. Hundreds and hundreds of others listen. But we just did a show on the satanic infiltration of the Catholic Church. Now, I'll tell you something. Thousands have downloaded it since. And we engaged that for about 2 hours. We discussed some of the background cases that we were involved in, where there have been those who have counter-infiltrated and gone into the Catholic Church to look in like the spies of Israel to kind of see what's going on and to look for this kind of infiltration. We live in a state where not too far from us there was a case of a priest, of a nun that was killed, and that entire case was has a satanic group that was in the midst of the Catholic Church. We know that Father Malachi Martin speaks about it in interviews with Art Bell, and we've engaged it, and there are literally, again, hundreds of thousands who have been through satanic ritual abuse, where they will confess to law enforcement, to psychologists and counselors and pastors, that part of the abuse was in hidden underground or what they call the black rooms. William Kennedy, a Catholic himself, wrote a book called Lucifer's Lodge, and he named names. And he gave the evidences that's going on. So if you're Catholic tonight, or if you've been involved with the Catholic Church, you know, listen, send us an email, ShatterTheDarkness. Well, ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website, but if you want to send an email, you can send it to ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. And since that show a couple of weeks ago, we've been getting letters that say things like private, nobody else read, you know, kind of secretive letters that have been sent to me, where there's been information given about places where satanic rituals and other things are going on. So for, you know, a lot of you out there that have understood the, you know, the feeling in the air that the way things are going, and if you understand the spiritual side is ramped up as never before in history, you can understand, too, that feeling, that sense has connections to the development of satanic covens, the rise of the underground satanic, the transgenerational. And we say Luciferian not to just apply that to anybody and everybody, but we use the word Luciferian when it comes to individuals that have two distinct doctrinal or teaching beliefs, let alone the fact that the core Luciferians do believe that they are meeting with Lucifer and that there's an engagement. For all the Christians out there, please understand that the way the satanic kingdom operates is in counterfeit to everything you know. Just as you know there's inspired writings and the Word of God has got power in it, just as you know there are spiritual gifts and answers to prayer and miracles that can be done, you've got to know, too, that there are, well, the same things can occur on the other side of the fence. They have inspired writings. They can do a ritual. We can consider it ritual prayer. It's the summoning of powers and sending them. We're going to talk about that tonight, too. And so there is a clear, massive ramping up. Now, it's been kind of that frog in the kettle approach from the 60s on, little by little by little. Most have looked at the New Age movement, the hundreds of millions now worldwide that have been involved. And there's two underlying doctrines within the New Age: the evolution of humanity to a new consciousness, and the concept of globalism, a new spiritual age will dawn. And that's what they believe, that's what they've been receiving, that's what they've been hearing from entities, voices in channeling, from the Akashic Records, from all these places. So this week, we decided to do a series called simply, When Demonic Revelation Becomes Political Ideology. Now we're going to delve into that right about 7:20 p.m. here, Eastern Standard Time, just about 11 minutes away, when demonic revelation becomes political ideology. Let me say for the new folks coming in right now, if you're hearing this voice and I'm not familiar to you yet, my name is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website that will tell you everything about us and give you a lot of, it will lead you to hundreds of free downloads, training, MP3s, things like that, let you know all about us. Hopefully it's a good resource for you. We are on the SurviveToThrive.net network this evening, where they have sponsors from InnerHealth and others, and we encourage you to check that out. You're going to hear at the bottom of the hour a short commercial that tells you about the sponsors of the program. I had received an email from a friend of mine, Tim, out west, concerning PID Radio. Derek Gilbert did an interview. Now, I got that yesterday, and I went and listened to the interview. He interviews William Kennedy, who wrote the book, Lucifer's Lodge, and he's now written some other materials on satanic crime, and I've read all of his materials. I've already heard him a number of times. I look forward to meeting William Kennedy someday. He's an interesting fellow to listen to. But he's got a real knack for the research that he's done concerning satanic infiltration of the Catholic Church. So I want to recommend that if you go to PIDradio.com, you'll see that that is Sharon and Derek Gilbert's site. They've got books they've written. I know them. I've met with Derek before. They've interviewed me a number of times. And the interview was very, very good. If you're Catholic, or if you want to know more about what William Kennedy has to say. So that's new, and that's up there on the PIDradio.com site. So that's a great thing, great resource. So I appreciate that from Tim that sent that to me last night. And I also want to say thank you to the others who've sent your letters in. I'm looking over your letters. I'll be responding to your letters. As I mentioned last week, that end of last week and this week will be the final crunch time where they've done re-editing and putting out and trying to get the boxes of books in to pump out the books to all those who've ordered. So soon, and very soon, we're days away. And we had a couple complications here a few weeks ago, but everything's fine and working out. Let me give you just some information quickly if you're interested. If you go to ShatterTheDarkness.net, you're going to see a little icon that says Demolishing Strongholds. Now, that is about a conference coming up in Mansfield. There's really a providential thing occurring in Mansfield, Ohio. Deb and her father and others brought us down there with Gary Kaa and Lynn Marzulli back in June for a conference we did then. And that's still available on our site. They're taking care of it and selling those CDs from the conference, 6 hours worth. Well, there's going to be another conference down there in which Tom Dunn is coordinating and leading. And we've already got the webpage up. You can already register if you want to. The 23rd and the 24th of October. Now, it's going to be a month. Everybody knows October is a great, great month. It's fall in our area of the United States. The trees are changing. It's a beautiful time. Usually, we are out all over the place doing research and investigation of underground satanic crime. That involves engagement sometimes with covens and things like that. Now, in the middle of this month of October coming up, we're going to have this conference. And the conference called Demolishing Strongholds would involve, they're going to allow me to teach 5 or 6 hours, Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday afternoon, on spiritual warfare, prayer mapping, ritual warfare, giving a view from the trenches, things like that. So you can find that out if you go to ShatterTheDarkness.net and just click on the Demolishing Strongholds icon, and you'll find out all the information there. So I'd love to see you face-to-face. Back in June, folks from 8 different states came in. And we even had an infiltrator from the Brotherhood, the Underground, that infiltrated the, you know, they came in and recorded my part of the training sessions we did down there, the speaking sessions, and then sent me a copy just to let me know and sent a couple of the notes concerning their keeping an eye on things. And for those that are keeping an eye on us, I just want you to know that's okay. Because it's a providential thing, man. You've come over into our courts. The Spirit of God, omnipresent, can speak to you. And I pray that God will engage you. I really do. Whether you are in the shadows of government, shadows of military, whether you're, you know, some of the elitists in Europe, maybe some folks from the Bohemian Grove, maybe some, well, chosen ones in the sub-personalities. Matter of fact, a chosen one that we talk about, this is someone who's been brought up through transgenerational Satanism. They've been split into many different personalities, programmed, demonized, trained to be a super soldier. Now, that's what the book's all about, The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. And there's, in some people's estimations, 4 million up to 10 million cases that were occurring. Well, they began in the 50s. They're all around us. But anyway, one of those individuals, sub-personalities inside of a person, has emailed me this week. They heard me talking the other day about remote viewers that have contacted me, and one that we had here locally that came out of Fort Bragg, and they came out of a major background. And I won't go into all theirs, but they wanted to say, you know, they saw the color of my house, all these different things. And it was pretty interesting in the engagement, the discussions, hours of discussion with a trained remote viewer. And then we've gotten on the phone and dealt with a number of others and some that have written. Tried to read all the books. We're doing a series right now on PsyWars, remote viewing. I mentioned it for two reasons. One of the people we're going to mention tonight in demonic revelation that becomes political ideology is Courtney Brown. We're going to touch on that tonight. But this individual that wrote to me has their name. They have it as a German name, basically. And here's what they say. I'm just going to quote off the email. I'll never give names of people like this out, but I'm just going to write, tell you about the, it just says, it's. They always write me and they just use my last name, Dizdar. Here's the second part of the email. It says, you mentioned live that others remote view you or attempt to during the shows. Do you know the identities? If the answer is affirmative, the next question is, how do you know? How do you know? Well, so I already sent them an email back concerning that. And for remote viewers that have, again, downloaded shows, been involved in some of the live show stuff before, you know, if they listen because of the series we're doing, and listen, I've tried to read every single one that I could get a hold of, including Courtney Brown and McMoneagle and Monroe and Ed Dames and David Morehouse and Buchanan and Smith and well, you know, just I can't even think of all of them. I tried to read everybody that I could. And, you know, there's a big concern that I have because they're even saying that remote viewing is growing by leaps and bounds. And some say it's absolutely a human development. But that's not true. Even when I listened to Edgar Mitchell in Roswell a few years ago when they talked about it being completely human and had nothing to do with demonic presence, things like that. The difficulty is this. When you go to SciTech's website or you learn or you read or listen to any of the, you know, all the stuff, the bottom line is true. That there is human capacity to perceive, to discern, to do so many things and extend that so far. But if you allow passively yourself to tap into what they call the collective unconscious, the Akashic records, this living global brain, and because of the attachment to that and the allowability of letting things download into you so that you can be, you know, where an object is, your target, whatever else, or receive information, or remote view the past or the present, those kind of things. Now, again, the accuracy problem is big, but the other side is the discernment. And the concern is if you're receiving the data from the Akashic Records, the collective unconscious that Jung talked about, who is deeply an occultist, then you're dealing with the prince of the power of the Eros, is the Greek word, the immediate dense atmosphere around the globe. There's a massive living presence, massive agenda. Is there energy? Is there stuff that can be, can you feel the energy? Can you feel the presence? Is there stuff? Absolutely. Just as a Christian can feel the presence and power of God. Jesus said we would be clothed with power, the Greek word dunamis. It's the same word used when it refers to Satan and demons. There is a manifest power. It can feel like energy. And deliverances that I've done over the years, hundreds of them, when demonic presence manifests in a person, there is manifested energy. I can feel. I can feel sometimes when ritual warfare. I can feel when we're at a ritual site where deep rituals have been done. There is clearly, you know, a sense. I know the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. I know the voice of the Lord. I know, and I've walked with Him for 35 years. So I know the Lord and His presence familiar. Jesus said, my sheep would know my voice. But I know the other side by the engagement, the battle, what we've dealt with. And I'm only giving those who are researching, maybe the remote viewer that's listening, not by the synchronicity of the Akashic Records, but by the providence of God. Because you've got to understand something. Somebody wants you more than anybody else. Personally wants you. The living personal God wants you, wants to bring redemption, wants to bring the infusion of eternal life right into your very being, wants to bring His presence right inside of you, wants to snap the sin code, the death code, the Satan legalities, and from the inside out make you instantaneously alive into a personal relationship with God. He loves you, and He wants you. Whether you reject Him right now, whether you've thrown that off, whether you've turned Jesus into a little psychic or little remote viewer, you know, so many people reduce Jesus. They play, it's like playing Mr. Potato Head. You know, the New Age and many cults, and now I'm going to say to remote viewers, and I'm saying this to engage you in respectful discussion, but you're turning Jesus into, like, where you just take off His divinity. You take off His eternality. You take off so many things. Strip Him down. It's the Jesus you're referring to is not the Christ of Isaiah chapter 6. You ever read that? 700 years before Christ came, God came in human flesh. I mean, it's Isaiah that said, a virgin shall be a child. He'll be called Emmanuel. He'll be called Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Ever. You know, when these titles are given, we're given this incredible revelation of God coming in human flesh. And that's seen in the Gospel of John chapter 1. But when you read Isaiah 6, and Isaiah sees the Lord high and lifted up later on in the Gospel, an angel of God says, Isaiah saw Jesus, Yahweh Adonai, the everlasting eternal God. And notice that in the Isaiah chapter 6 revelation, that redemption flows directly from Yahweh Adonai. And that same Yahweh Adonai, 700 years later, comes in human flesh, fully God, fully man. Now, I can't understand in anybody's research, anybody's spiritual quest, why anybody would want a fake Jesus who does not actually live. And if there's any spiritual experience behind a fake Jesus, we're talking demonic counterfeit. Finite. Many times in deliverances when I would command, "Who are you?" and this spirit would speak out of somebody's mouth, "I am Jesus." You know, the voice itself was weird. And I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, confess who you really are. Then they'd say, and of course we'd have to kick them out of that person's life and that person being set free. So, folks, we've seen that side. It is lethal. It is deadly. And the ramping up of it right now is unprecedented. But I'm going to tell you again, we haven't seen anything yet. We're waiting for the next. It's going to be like a dam that breaks. No more this progressive spiritual evolution, of the dark side's agenda. The next event will be this massive, massive, satanic, inverted Pentecost chaos anarchy. We've been talking about that. It's like everybody knows this is coming. But it's in biblical prophecy. It's kind of like if you look at the conception of the red horse of the four horsemen, when he takes peace from the earth and he causes, notice how this is he causes men to, and the Greek word there is to butcher in a civil battle, like a civil war, like an anarchy. They slaughter one another. So this is something that's going to be coming. On the backdrop of that, we've already said the Antichrist will be involved. But we're just telling you that all those who are believers in Christ, you're listening because you want to know what to do. More than anything, I can tell you, biblical revelation and biblical prophecy, if you study it, know it well, know it systematically, you're going to be prepared. You've got God dwelling within you, the hand of the Lord with you. We got to do the mission. We got to be involved in the mission, man. Get out there and do the mission of God. Best place, safest place, most powerful place to be is doing the mission. Now, as I mentioned that, let me also say this. To those that are still on the other side of the fence, you're saying, "Listen, I haven't crossed that fence yet." You know, listen, hang on for a while. Hang on for a while and listen. Send me an email. You can send one of those private letters that I get that have no return address and all that kind of stuff. If you've got serious questions and things, I'll try to engage you. And we will, because you know why? Let me tell you why. You got to get real close to the microphone now. You got to get real close to the speaker now. There is a compelling presence in my life, and that is the living God. The love of God compels me, and that's just simply it. Because God wants you. Because everything was taken care of at the cross. And it's very, very important in this hour, because it deals with not only your personal life right now, it involves the totality of your life forever and ever and ever. So thanks for listening in and realize that I know that this hour is without question very supernatural. What's going on all over the world right now where people are listening is very, very supernatural. It really is. It's an engagement. There is demonic inspiration, demonic revelation, demonic data that is being pumped out, flooding out into the world. And there is a spiritual grid around the earth. You can call it the field, like Taggart did if you want to. But if you don't know what it really is, and so many are tapping in, it's kind of like the Trojan horse. You know, military people and others think that they're getting a gift of human enhancement, of technology. Even the German scientists thought that. But again, the deception always leads to massive destruction. It always does. So I ask, if your spiritual revelation and data coming into you is not from the infinite, eternal, living God who's come here in human flesh to reach you so you can know him personally and in power, Then let me ask you a question. Where does your spirituality come from? Now, I've got an email in already, and I appreciate Richard sending an email note in. I'm going to just go ahead and read this and try to answer this for you. How do we know when our friends or neighbors attempt to deceive us? Now, it goes on to say this, when, you know, like before the signs, you know, how do we know and how do we deal with these people after they have manifested a sign or whatever that we believe is connected to Satan, if they've done some kind of supernatural thing? Well, again, Deuteronomy 13. One more time, Deuteronomy 13. Simply, God says that if somebody comes with a sign or wonder, any kind of supernatural thing that leads you away from the Word of God and leads you away from the living God, then you know it doesn't come from God. Anything that comes from God will completely jive with biblical revelation. See, remote viewers out there, listen. Biblical revelation is the data of God. It's the data. It's the revelation that you guys talk about that's coming from the Akashic Records. And, you know, hundreds of thousands, well, maybe, you know, in America, some say up to 60 million. Around the world, a couple hundred million. New Agers, the foundation of the New Age, goes back to Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey. 21 volumes of books inspired by a spirit. And I'm telling you, if you're a believer, you can feel the. It's like putting magnets at the wrong end. You feel, I do anyway. And so be very careful. I always have prayer, you know, before I do any kind of research in this area, because if you are reading demonic doctrine, then as somebody who is without the Spirit of God, you have no way of discerning what it really is. Because they don't tell you. They don't show themselves as they really are, nor do they tell you the agenda that they have. Never. It's always a masquerade, angels of light, you know, to tantalize. I know this. I used to sit in a Buddhist temple being trained by a master on how to leave my body. Now listen. We'll be back in just a few moments here so we listen to a very important announcement. Hang on a few moments.
The masquerade
So we were taking a few moments there to, well, try to answer Richard's email question that just came in. And it was about how do you know when friends, quote, in quotes, or neighbors attempt to deceive us. And realize that a real believer in Christ is to be living in truth. There's no sense of deception, no manipulation, no believer. God doesn't manipulate us. He doesn't play games. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. And we are to live in truth. Christ is the, you know, he says, I am the way, the truth, you know. So listen, if it's a believer in Christ and it's really coming from the Spirit of God, there's going to be an openness. It's going to jive with the Word of God. It's going to bring revelation to Christ. It's going to bring, you know, God's grace and mercies. Now, it is getting harder in the sense that the supernatural manifestations, Satan and demons, can speak. They can inspire. They can bring voices to your spirit. They can bring healing. They can counterfeit any charismatic gifting. They can bring all kinds of stuff. They can bring channeling through. They can do all kinds of things. And the biggest part of that is that the fact that they have the power to cloak and to masquerade. But the ultimate end is, like in the book of 1 John, great book. Master the book of 1 John, the Word of God, into your life. That will give you great discernment. It's written concerning those who are trying to deceive you, trying to lead you astray. So the content of five chapters is the grapha, the writings of the Spirit of God, in giving you great discernment how to know and test the spirits to see whether they're from God, how to know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, and realize that it comes out in what is the doctrine? What is the character? What is the ultimate message of Jesus? So sometimes when people come to me and start talking spiritual things and they're going on and on and on, and I'll ask them, what do you say about Jesus? And when they show an complete, I mean, you know, annoyance, or they want to, you know, get off the subject, the Spirit of God is here to glorify the most incredible person who ever lived on the planet, Christ. Whereas finite, fallen, masquerading spirits, when it comes to the subject, if you try to drag them into the subject of Christ, they're going to either try to give you a fake Christ or they're going to get mad. I've watched them as they've thrown people to the ground. So bottom line, the answer is simply this. Does the spiritual sign, wonders, and everything else that is going on, does it at all jive with the Word of God completely, clearly? See, for me, it begins with, do I feel the Holy Spirit? Secondly, and inseparably, does it jive with the Word of God? And then thirdly, where's Christ? Where's the living Christ in the midst of it? So that's important. And that's part of this issue tonight about how do you know, when a demonic revelation becomes political ideology or becomes a new alternative. Every alternative spiritual group has revelation. The Moonies do. The Way International did. Divine Light Mission did. You can go step by step by step and name 100 different spiritual little movements. The New Age, whatever, Alice Bailey. And you're going to find that it's what they've received is real. I mean, they really experienced it. But it didn't come from God the Holy Spirit. It came from finite fallen spirits. Here's the fact. They cannot, nor will they, lead you to Christ or point to Christ or reveal the truth. Their nature, as Jesus said about Satan himself, the father of lies, the originator, the origin of lie, the origin of deception, the origin of blinding minds and hearts and tempting people. Well, it flows from a powerful, real entity. And the agenda, a lot of Christians know the origin and the nature of Satan, but they don't really know any of the agenda. Biblical prophetic revelation is the primary source where God has said, hey, here's exactly the sequence, what he's doing, and what's going to come up, and how it's going to occur. When you know biblical prophecy, not just of the second coming of Christ, but what God says in giving kind of an intelligence report of future actual history, well, it's the only accurate record anyway. Now, I've got another note here before I get into this tonight again about demonic revelation becoming political ideology. And it was a question, I guess, from the other day on the live show concerning the possibility of Allah being the Prince of Persia. Because the ruler of the Persian Empire, spiritual territorial being, covered the entire land. They're all connected. You know, this kind of a being is connected to the land, connected to the law, the political law, writings, the political system, and to the ground and to the worship. So I've said 2,600 years ago when Daniel had to deal with that, the Prince of Persia didn't die. He didn't go away. I believe he was just reopened the door and is exercising the exact same presence, if not even more, than he did in the days of Persia. So, my personal belief, and if there's Muslims that get bugged, write me a note, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, and I'd love to talk with you about it. Now, this question comes in from Australia, and again, welcome to all of the friends that we have down in Australia, and listen, are all over the place. And I just noticed new places in Spain and other places on our other program. So we've seen a crossing over of some of those from the other program coming here and some of you going to some of the other programs, and we're delighted. And I want you to hear what this is incredible because I think it's really neat. It says this, just to let you know, this show on Allah, the Prince of Persia, was mind-blowing. Now, it's archived, too, for those who want to go back to it from last week. We did a series. Every week of the 4 hours that Steve gives me, I'll be doing a series like I am this week. It says this, I was at my sister's in the bush and ended up listening in the restaurant office, lying on the floor with my head up against this less than adequate computer with no speakers and couldn't really join in. It says this, the chef and the head waitress walked in at different times, and the looks on their faces, priceless. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate the note. It's always good to hear from someone from clear down under down there. And I look forward someday to being down there. I really do. And so we need to get down to Australia. We need to be back up in Canada again, and I'm looking forward to a couple other places. Don't forget Mansfield coming up October the 23rd, 24th. Let me touch on, with 20 minutes left tonight, let me touch on the particular program for tonight was to continue to take a look at how does, when I say demonic revelation, I simply mean the communication. You can call it data, you can call it revelation, you can call it voice to skull, you can call it a feel, whatever you want to call it. It comes down to this. Anybody who's a believer out there in Christ and studied Ephesians 6, you read about the arrows, that you're supposed to lift up the shield of faith by which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. The flaming arrows, that is the communication. Involuntary thoughts, involuntary feelings. It can come to you direct. It can come to you off somebody else. It can come to you from reading demonic writings, demonically inspired writings. It can come to you from listening to somebody as a channeler or somebody who has a fallen, finite, dark spirit on them. It can come from the Akashic Records. They can be completely cloaked or masqueraded as far as what the presence behind the communication is. It's kind of like Dan Sherman of the NSA that said that in the NSA, the National Security Agency, where he was trained as an intuitive, connected to a machine, he was supposed to receive passively incoming information from an extra-dimensional presence. So communication was coming in, but he wasn't allowed to question it. He wasn't allowed to, you know, ask what it is. That's exactly how the demonic side works. You're not allowed to ask. You're just there to submit. You receive it. That's what I was trained when I was in Golden Buddha. I was trained to sit there passively, empty myself, and wait for the ascended masters to begin. First, it would be a feeling, then a communication. They might even want to come into my body and take over. Never got that far. But for many, and maybe some of you who are listening now, that's occurred with you. California is the place you ought to be. That's what the old television show said. And I've been out there 50 times. But out there, you know, there's been massive engagement with demonic data, revelation, inspiration, direct. Now, deep European underground, I mean the elitists, call it the Council of 13, whatever you want to call it, I have no question, I believe with all my heart, they directly meet with Lucifer. I do believe the stories I've been told again and again and again, that he appears. But he doesn't appear as the fallen, once anointed cherub, because in Ezekiel 28, he desecrated his sanctuaries. When he twisted from the inside, the Hebrew word has the idea that he violently, willfully chose his opposition to God. And by doing what he did, it's almost as though he turned himself in. He literally disintegrated from what he once was. Please understand something, folks. Satanists that are listening right now, understand. The Word of God gives the name to the one you follow. The Word of God calls him the devil or Satan, whatever. God describes his character, who he is now. In Ezekiel 28, he once was the anointed cherub that covered, walked among the fiery stones of God. Powerful, powerful being, beautiful being. But something within him, until wickedness, a violent turning occurred. And Jesus told us that, and all of Scripture reveals, he does not have an iota of what he once was. Truth does not in any sense dwell within him. He has completely spiritually gone black. And the angels that followed him, same thing. His attempt to do it to humanity, it's become a mixture. We've been cut off from God, and darkness has entered the soul of man, the genetics of man. That's why there's the death code. That's why we're cut off. That's why we live this ragged, fallen, broken, psychologically bent life that we have. If you look at Genesis 3 sometime, you're going to see the ecological, the economic, you're going to see the spiritual, psychological, physical, mental, everything fragmented. We once were eternal beings in majesty, imago Dei, the image of God. We were incredible. We were incredible. Even the angels of God burst out in song. You can read that in Job concerning who we were. You and I, you know, you listening and I talking, even though I'm a believer now and have tasted, and what you have right now, Christian, is a taste. It's only a taste. It's far better than anything I've had. Listen, in the 60s, I had all the drugs. I knew who Timothy Leary was. I understood, you know, the whole world. I was in that world. But once I tasted of the living God, Christ, and his presence and power and love within for 35 years, I don't care what pain and harm and hurts come, nothing. I've never needed to turn back to the alcohol, the drugs, any of those experiences. A lot of you listening are 60s generation people, or you're still experiencers. Some out there might even think that marijuana gives you a spiritual, you know, engagement. You're right, but it's not from God. It's not from God. What comes from God leads to God. Simple fact. What comes from the fallen spirits leads away from God. So, demonic revelation, which began to be poured out in the United States in the early 60s. A cult historian, James Webb, says the second largest proliferation of occultic literature, he says, in human history. I mean, we're to the point where people are now remote viewing underneath the pyramids and trying to find the secret knowledge. That's what the fallen cherub offered in the garden. Secret elitist knowledge that would bring an evolution of to humanity to the level of deifying ourselves. Not only is it deception, it can't happen. Theoretical physicists and mathematicians out there, you know, do the math on this, okay? As powerful as the fallen cherub is, and the entire host of hell are, finite. All of it's finite. The finite cannot evolve you, change you, transmute you, transform you into the infinite. You cannot become God. You can't. For those that have been trying for years and years and years, it's like the donkey chasing the carrot. You keep running and tiring yourself out. The 86-year-old man I met in Arby's restaurant years ago with his great big thick book on esoteric spirituality. I stopped to talk to Bill. Bill and I talked for a long time. He told me of all the depth of spiritual knowledge that he's tapped into for years and years and years and years and years. 86 years old, there he stood in Arby's. And I looked at Bill and I said, Bill, in all of your quest, spiritual experiences, spiritual acquisition, have you found what you're looking for? His jaws, 86-year-old face, his jaws dropped. And it brought tears to my eyes. Every time I tell the story, it brings tears to my eyes because I saw his sad eyes. Those eyes that are supposed to be the windows into the soul. And I saw emptiness. And I saw Bill empty after 86 years. If anybody was a New Ager, he was. If anybody searched, he did. You see, God has a way. He's made a way that we can come to a doorway and He can come into our lives. And the search ends. It really did. In 35 years, I haven't searched for God. I know Him. I've only had the privilege of going deeper and deeper and deeper and understanding God is infinite. Do you understand infinity? Come on, do you understand infinity? One of the attributes of God is that God is infinite. There's no beginning. There is no end. He's not, as some have said, the furthest one back. Because there is no back. There's no back. The universe might have a back. The universe might end at some point. Because it surely had a beginning. God's beyond the universe, my friends. The universe is but a grain of sand. It's within the structure of time and space. God is beyond that. God totally transcends infinitely time and space. But God is so deep. The other side of His attribute is that He's intimately relational and can talk to us. And that He had the ability to cause the conception in the prophesied coming virgin of God in human flesh, Emmanuel. And Jesus Christ stands in the Gospel of John and says, and listen, if you haven't read, listen, all the New Agers and all the esoterics, you know, you're studying all these materials and you're reading, you know, and Satan always can quote scripture and use bits and pieces, but he can never, you ever notice this, even when he did it with Jesus, because we're talking about in Matthew 4, the epitome, the apex, the pinnacle of demonic or satanic revelation. Satan was trying to speak to Jesus and get Jesus to bow down. Can you imagine the audacity there? God in human flesh, fallen, the fallen cherub, who'd been active on the earth for thousands of years. Now he's there visibly before the Son of God. And now he's communicating, and notice, if you ever read it, you'll notice when he quotes scripture. He knows all of scripture. He knows prophecy better than you and I, even. That's why he's trying to outrun it. He's trying to beat it. Every time Satan or the demonic quotes scripture, they can never quote it correctly or in context. They can't. It's not in their nature. They don't have the Holy Spirit in them. They're totally void. They are a black hole. Beyond that, maybe. There is no truth. Please understand, it doesn't dwell in them. They can't quote scripture correctly. So when the psychologist, the woman that receives a spirit that guides her hand to write the Course in Miracles, there's an intertwining of all the so-called religious traditions. But every quote of scripture that she has brought in, the same with Alice Bailey in her writings of the externalization, the hierarchy, or the reappearance of Christ, every time she quotes a scripture, guided by a cosmocrator or demonic ascended a master, guess what? Not even once is it quoted correctly or in context. It's always quoted in a twisted sense with a commentary afterwards that would lead you off the track. It's used only to get you to the lie. A scripture used by a demon, used by Satan, who can quote them, but never in a correct way, will only do it with the commentary that follows for the purpose of leading you into the lie. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, what occurred? Demonic, satanic revelation occurred. Yea, hath God said. I mean, he literally slandered God. And if those of you who are in your search and quest, if you're angry at God, ask yourself why. Maybe you're doing what I did before I ever came to Christ. I blamed all the churches. I blamed all the Christians. I said they're all hypocrites. I said they're all these kind of things. I've never been there. I said, oh, there's all kinds of mistakes in the Bible. I never read the Bible. I didn't even know a verse. It's just things that I heard that I could use in my... There's a sin code, a living... Listen, inside you, if you're lost, you can study this in Romans 8. It won't hurt you. Romans 8, it'll show you that there's a sarx, a sin code, an operating force within the genetics of your being that makes you hostile to God and doesn't want you to submit to God. That's why Jesus died on the cross, not only to forgive your sin, but to break the code and to put a new code within the Spirit of God. Well, my friends, we've got about 4 minutes tonight. And I'm taking a look at a couple of the other things here that have come in. I might have to respond to them tomorrow. There's a couple of other emails. And I might have to answer you tomorrow because we're running out of time here so that I can take a look at this. We'll take a look at this, Harry, and we will try to answer this one tomorrow because we're running down just a couple of minutes left in tonight's show. Sorry, we will respond first of all to your email on this will be on now Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. I had mentioned yesterday quickly about demonic revelation, the inspiration or the entrance of Satan or demons into people, or the reading of demonically inspired writings, or the hearing of it can all influence you. But then there's a fifth level, and I wanted to mention tonight quickly. When rituals are done and demons are sent, that means they manifest to this side and they go to targets. Is this biblical? Is it really done? Look at Revelation 16. When you see that the demon spirits are sent to the leadership, military leaders and political leaders, and I want you military folks to listen. You are in the gravest of danger, spiritually speaking, because the goal is to bring demonic revelation, data, technology, insight, communication that would make you think you're getting an advantage. But it turns out that it's only a setup for the end of days. Revelation 19:19. The demons are sent out to political leaders and military leaders, and guess what? Brings powerful, supernatural influence, involuntary or voluntary, you know, guidance. There's all kinds of spirits guiding people nowadays. I'm telling you that if you don't know the living Christ, then the spirits that you're experiencing, the spirits that are guiding you, are not coming from God, and you are in vast danger, my friend. Danger! Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but through me. Why? Because this is the infinite singularity. This is God giving willfully on the motivation of personal love. God so loved the world. He loves you. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that. He loves you. He died on the cross for you. You keep asking yourself, what's the cross all about? God's love, God's forgiveness, God's power, the gift of eternity, freedom from deception. Right now, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll come into your life. Hey, my friends, we're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. We'll see you on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. God's blessing and Christ's peace be to you.